23 hours.
Councils warn about owners against operating beyond the stipulated time. Zambian Truck Drivers Union call for global boycott of DRC routes amid persistent killings. In African news, Nigeria to enact new tax laws despite opposition. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. Mukushi Town Council has cautioned members of the public, particularly owners of bars, nightclubs and liquor stores, to adhere strictly to operating regulations during the ongoing festive season. Council Public Relations Officer Mwenyamlenga says the local authorities have intensified inspections as people become more excited during the festivities. She warns that many businesses found operating beyond the prescribed hours will face penalties in accordance with the law. She further appealed to bar owners and the general public to ensure that no underage persons are allowed in drinking places.
As a local authority, one of our tasks is to ensure that liquor stores, bars and nightclubs operate within their working hours. This goes to the wholesalers, wholesale liquor stores that operate from 08 to 18 hours, then the bars 8 to 22, the liquor stores 10 to 22, and then the nightclubs operate from 08 to 24 hours. So during a time like this, which is the festive season where we have a lot of people getting excited, and as a local authority we intensify our operations in terms of ensuring that
some business owners operating behind the council library in Mufurila have bemoaned the continued piling up of garbage in the area, saying the situation is posing a serious health hazard, especially during the rainy season. Thomas Asinkala and Daudi Mwansa said it is saddening that garbage is piling up behind the council building, a situation they said that should not be the case.
We've got a problem with the garbage behind the council building. Not only garbage, even it's not even kept. There's a lot of weeds behind we've spoken to the council, but there's no action. I don't know what we can do next, because it's their building, the library, but they're not keeping it clean. How do we maintain the keep Mfulira clean policy?
Council library.
By side to push up with Shalo, Kai, Kwaku dancing at the Twa Point. So, name now, even to a spirit of Kumuse, so in Natural and Napa, accessing what pay, what you call Quata Kupa Quata, but there's some Quata Kusam Kus.
Meanwhile, Mfulira Municipal Council Public Relations and Manager Tandiwe Tembo revealed that the matter was promptly addressed following the inquiry, and that the garbage has since been fully collected and cleared by the council's waste management team. Ms. Tembo added that the council appreciates the media's role in highlighting issues of public concern and assured residents of its commitment to maintaining a clean and healthy environment. She further encouraged the members of the public to report environmental concerns through the council's official channels for timely intervention. The Zambia's Livestock Cooperative Society Union has expressed concern over the lack of infrastructure development necessary for the country's livestock export ambitions. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Organization President Elias Nkua said that without a significant investment in infrastructure, Zambia risks missing out on lucrative export opportunities despite having abundant grazing lands available for farmers. Mr. Nkua expressed their frustration over the absence of financial allocation for export infrastructure in the upcoming 2026 national budget. He noted that farmers are eager to participate in the export market, but the current state of infrastructure is a significant barrier. Mr. Nkua also pointed out on what he termed selfishness among private stakeholders, which he believes hampers the collective progress in the livestock sector. He has since emphasized the need for collaboration among all players in the industry to ensure that Zambia meets international standards for livestock export.
For the direction, policy direction from the government. But ever since it was announced sometime in October, November, up to now nothing has been done. But the major question that is there, that we need to address, is about infrastructure. Do we have the proper infrastructure that can meet the standards for export beef outside Zambia? The question is no. We can talk about two, three infrastructure that we have, maybe for these commercial institute, companies, for instance, Zambis, Kachema, and others. But can they meet that? No. We need to have more of this. I'll give an example, some other areas in Southern France.
Zambian truck drivers are calling for a global boycott of routes into the Democratic Republic of Congo following a surge in attacks on Zambian drivers in the DRC. The United Trucker Drivers and Allied Workers Union of Zambia says the attacks are unacceptable and has demanded immediate protection for drivers. Union President Agivas Monga said the drivers are being killed and the world is watching, and has since called on International Transport Workers Federation to take action. Mr. Monga is further demanding security guarantees for drivers, accountability for those responsible for the killings, and is urging regional partners to boycott DRC-bound cargo until safety benchmarks are met.
So it's very, very unfortunate that the brutality and the killings have continued against the foreign truck drivers. And we reiterate the call by ITF to boycott entering Congo so that something tangible must be arrived at in order to deter future such occurrences of brutality against the foreign nationals. There is no way when they differ within their country, then they resort to attacking innocent truck drivers. It's for what?
We break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current